This time on IFAF.
Idaho Falls and Fennec Foxes.
I have to say, I kind of like these episodes where I think they're a little softer and more positive.
The kid I was with kept trying to hand it to me, and I was like, look, I'm here to help out, not ruin my outfit. So yeah. No.
But this is what you do to fishermen or hunters. Right. When they come home,
yeah.
They walk an inch into the house, and then
or everything comes off. Or even better, if you've got a garage.
IFAF. Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
All right, the lights are down low. The studio's a crisp 69 degrees.
Nice.
And the kids are safely partying responsibly, I assume, in between Albertsons and McDonald's.
For some reason.
Right?
Yeah. What? We might have to do a little inside edition on that. It might be the new cruise.
Expose? I don't know.
Something.
All right. On this episode, what do we call people from Idaho Falls? The answer may not be that simple.
Ex-Californians?
Have we watched the Olympics and some fun things going on at the zoo, the Butterfly Haven, Youth Jam? Which is over. You can't go to. I don't know why I even brought that up.
Well, because it's fun and it's every year. So next year you sure can.
And you'll get to see the balloon display at Ammon Days. I had a buddy say something like, what are you, bi-monthly now? And
look, it's summer. Of course, we're gonna be out doing stuff.
Yeah. Look, we made 50 shows, in not counting the bonus episodes, in a year.
Yeah.
And I feel like there are 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah.
And you don't work 52 weeks in a year. I know you don't, buddy.
If you're lucky, at least.
Yeah, you work 50.
And to be fair, I really want to go more European. Like, I want to take a month off in the middle of the summer.
We might.
And, like, go to Greece or whatever.
And instead of making it an episodic order, yeah, go to Santorini.
Yeah, wouldn't that be amazing?
That's the place with the white.
The white buildings and the blue water. Oh,
yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Let's put that on our goals.
Yeah.
There was this Swedish company I worked with for a while, X5 Music.
Swedish?
It's Swedish. And the guy was like, hey, I'm on my summer holiday, and I'll see you in September. And I was like, what?
Yeah. They know where it's at. They know how to do
they
it.
They really do.
And here's the thing, like, We have some of the, like, most upset workers. People aren't happy.
Yeah.
You know, we get, like, the least amount of time off of, like, everyone else. Did you know that medieval peasants actually got more holidays than we do now?
And like, we're not Japan either, you know, where they pride themselves on falling asleep at their desk.
Right, but even they take more time off than we do.
Do they really?
They do. They literally have more vacation time than we do.
Kevin, you want to chime in on that? But okay, so we actually, this was funny. We watched the movie Holiday Inn.
We did.
I got a wild hair up my butt one night.
Well, and the whole time.
We were looking for something to watch, like we often do, because The Boys was amazing. Breaking Bad, I'm still on season 5.
I know.
I never thought I'd watch it, but I just had a couple of people who I care about a lot. Carl. And my friend Brad say, oh, dude, you gotta.
And JJ.
Right. He was the first one, probably.
Probably.
But, you know, whenever you have friends that say, oh, you gotta.
Right.
What I think is, oh, really? I gotta? But, yeah, I do.
I think you're just contrary.
I want to go back and watch all the ones I should have watched back in the day.
Right, right.
We sort of started backwards. Game of Thrones, done.
Which is so good.
Breaking Bad, almost done.
Probably going to go on to The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead for sure. Sopranos. Going back that far. I've already seen all of Sex and the City.
Of course you have. Have you ever seen Gilmore Girls?
I'm a Miranda. I'm a Samantha. I've never seen Gilmore Girls.
I love Gilmore Girls. It's so good. Huh. I would love to watch that with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah.
We'll get them all done. Now with streaming and binging, it's just so easy.
It is. It really is. Now, here's the thing about Holiday Inn. The entire time we were watching it, at least for the first 20 minutes, and even a little after that, so as soon as you mentioned it, I was like, Mike, are we about to watch a Christmas movie in the middle of July?
Because you are very much opposed. Even though it is now August, you were very much, this was in July, you were very much opposed to Christmas in July.
I hate it. Well, because Christmas gets so much monopoly over the year.
Does it?
It okay. does. Whatever. It does. As soon as Halloween is over, it's Christmas. Poor Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving never has a chance.
You know, I'm going to say something controversial here. Thanksgiving.
Well, kind of. I mean, kind of. It's a bullshit holiday. I mean, it's food just, is great. But also, like, the whole lore behind it is it's a big one lie. Meal. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We now know that it wasn't that cooperative between the pilgrims and the Indians.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there are definitely lots of reasons why I kind of say Thanksgiving. But also, like, I feel a little bit.
We're all, what? We're 10 minutes into the episode. We already got a hot take.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, I really like watching seasonal movies in the season when you should be watching them.
Yes, I understand.
And so when you mentioned Holiday Inn, I was like, Mike, I'm not about to watch a Christmas movie in the middle of July. This better not be a Christmas movie. And I was proven wrong. You were correct. It was totally just a movie that happened to mention holidays. And that's so different than a Christmas movie. Now, how I define a Christmas movie is that Christmas has to have an integral part to the plot.
Yes.
You know, like, there has to be something about the spirit of Christmas or, like, the magic of Christmas.
And if you just believe,
yeah, right,
all the good things will come to you. And Santa Claus is God for children. Mm-hmm. And no, I
don't. Kind of. No, if you're good, you get a reward.
Well, yeah, an unverifiable one.
Yeah.
But you just have to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going way crazy. Point is, somehow I got you to watch Holiday Inn. I was ruminating on some song. I don't know what it was.
Right.
And we learned a few things from that movie. First of all, it is definitely, I think, 1947, Bing Crosby, Fred Astaire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely the first appearance of the song White Christmas.
Right, which is pretty amazing.
Christmas, yeah. I mean, not only the best-selling Christmas song of all time, but the mm-hmm. best-selling a song of right. all time.
Yeah. Which beats how wild out is that?
Paul McCartney, Beatles, blows him away.
Mm-hmm.
There was some suggestion of maybe not sometime in the 80s, but yeah.
Okay.
White Christmas, best-selling song.
Song of all time.
Of all time. Yeah. 80 years ago.
And it's a great song, so I get it.
When what? Let's do the math. 1947 minus 2024. 60.
So 60? 63.
I think it was
57.
202. This is the thing. We never do math in our head on the show, ever. Minus 1947, 77 years ago.
Wow, I was so when you, off.
Yeah, we were, exactly. Whoops. That's why we don't do this. But when you think about, does Christmas really come earlier and earlier every year? Would you like to know when White Christmas was a hit single on the radio in 1947?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
I would guess, because of the movie, probably around August.
You're close. It was Halloween Day.
Really? October 31st?
Mm-hmm. So when everybody's talking about how come I see Christmas stuff November 1st, it's been happening for 77 years. Shut your mouth.
Right, right. It can't creep up too much more. Now, we already have Halloween stuff out in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
Which I love so much, by the way.
Right.
I was just in Michael's today admiring their amazing, like, hippie you're still Halloween stuck on stuff.
That orange and pink.
Oh, I'm so stuck on it because it's so cool looking. They have these little velvety cats that I really want, but they only have them in the hot pink and the orange, but I really want them in the light pink that they've got too. So I need to, like, get online and find one, I think, because they're really cute.
But a couple more points to be made about that movie. Mm-hmm. The first one is they blow their load 27 minutes into the movie.
Right.
Bing Crosby sings White Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I look at you and I said, is this a Christmas movie? And you said, not yet.
Right.
And then I think I checked in with you another hour into the movie and mm-hmm. I said, is this a Christmas movie? No, not yet.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it certainly has the Christmas undertones, but
right.
the most popular song of all time
mm-hmm.
ever is from about Christmas is from a movie that's not about Christmas.
How funny is that?
It's about a dude who runs a bed and breakfast that's only open on holidays. And by the way, we learn a lot about holidays and how they used to be 77 years ago.
Yeah, what was the one that we found interesting? I know that Lincoln's birthday was instead of President's Day.
Yeah, well, it was... So Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday were sort of celebrated independently.
Right, right.
Then they combined them, and that's why we have President's Day.
Right.
And sorry if you watched the movie for the blackface, because yikes.
Yeah, that part was a little much.
And the movie overall, I would have to say, is kind of cheesy, because the whole concept... I mean,
the dancing is incredible.
The dancing, oh, come on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's Fred Astaire.
And the singing from Bing Crosby is incredible.
Right.
Except for when he sings, because they're open every holiday, you see. And so you go to this inn, and they entertain you with songs relating to that holiday.
Right, right.
And one of them is like, I'd write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet.
Right.
From the Easter parade. And apparently that, I don't know if that was the, you know how Christina Aguilera is famous for running those scales? And Mariah Carey and whoever. All the divas, really. Mm-hmm. But Bing had Bing Crosby, who was the owner of Holiday Inn. And yes, by the way, the inn that the chains named themselves after. But he was like, Easter parade. And I was like, nah, you're stretching him pretty thin there, buddy.
Right. Yeah, he was kind of going for it. Yeah. But overall, I thought it was a fun little movie. It was a good time. I'm glad we watched it.
Let me wrap up.
The other thing you were going to say about the other holiday. I remember what it was now.
Oh, yes. Do you know what it was?
I do. It was Halloween.
Yeah. They completely skip Halloween.
So here's my justification for it.
We were just talking last episode about how the next thing after the 4th of July is Halloween.
Right.
They didn't have Halloween back then. I mean, they kind of did. But it wasn't a huge deal.
They did still celebrate Halloween, but even now, Halloween isn't a federally recognized holiday. And I think that's the difference.
Maybe it needs to be.
I think he was going for federally recognized holidays, not just plain old holidays.
Right, bank holidays.
Right, exactly.
Where we can get away with Muffy in the Hamptons.
Exactly. Well, and taking the day off. Like, you can't take Halloween off.
Right.
You know?
Isn't Alec Baldwin, he just reduced the price of his home in the Hamptons from $19 million to $10 million or something insane like that. Yeah.
Wow, half off.
May have that wrong. So Kevin, pick that up for us, would you?
Yeah, right.
Who's Kevin? Brand new listeners. Who's this Kevin guy?
He's the most interesting man in the world. Yeah. Anyway.
But so the second thing that's interesting about that movie is, I mean, I think we've listed four or five things now, but you know, you watch the calendar go by from 4th of July to, and this was just post World War II. Mm-hmm. Baby boomers were being born a lot.
Yep.
Probably to this movie.
Right.
But then a calendar goes from 4th of July to Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. It's like, whoa, no Halloween? What?
Right, right. Well, and I know that Halloween was still celebrated and still a relatively big thing, but since it wasn't a federally recognized holiday, I think that's why they skipped it in the movie. But I know that because when I was a little kid, my aunt had all of these really cool vintage Halloween decorations, including these cool old Halloween cards. Like, people used to give each other cards on Halloween.
Okay.
You know, and they had, like, I think they even had, like, dates on them and stuff.
Like tarot cards?
No. How are they decorated? Like, greeting cards.
Oh, okay.
You know, but, like, they'd have, like, little girls in a witch costume with a little black cat and stuff like that. And they were really cute.
Okay.
You know?
And they'd say boo on them.
Yeah, or something like that. And, like, they've got that, like, old vintage Americana look, but it's, like, Halloween-y. It's super cute.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I knew that they celebrated it. And it was probably a big enough deal that, like, kids were stoked, but it probably just wasn't federally recognized, and therefore, that's why the Holiday Inn skips it.
Why don't female ghosts get pregnant?
Why?
Because male ghosts have Halloweenies. I'm so stupid.
Because. So dumb. Yeah. Oh, here's a good one. Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
You don't have to cry. It's just a joke.
All right. Different kind of show tonight. I don't hate it.
It's called having a good time. Yeah. If you're not here for a good time, why are you even here?
Oh, so where were we? Bi-monthly podcast. No. We're going to get back on track. Have you seen the meme, though, that says, does bisexual mean twice every sexual or once every other sexual? It gets so confusing.
Hilarious. I love that.
Boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl.
Okay, and can I make a quick
It does double your chance of getting a date on a Friday night, yes.
Yeah, it kind of does, huh? Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, and not quite, because if anything, it gives you an extra third, because if you're... Actually, no, it's still about... It's... Okay.
You think it comes out all even?
I think it comes out more or less even. Okay. Probably you get a little bit of a boost, but okay. So if you were a bisexual girl and half of the population being men, and then probably a quarter of those not liking women, let's say, and then...
Right. That's where the real math would come into is...
And then of the women, you probably have a quarter of those who... Actually, well, that's not... That's probably not true. Probably half because...
What percentage of women are into chicks and what percentage of...
Right. Who would be open to chicks at least? Because here's the thing. You can count the lesbians and the bisexual girls, whereas in the guys, you only have to discount the gay guys. So you're only getting rid of about, let's say, a third if everything's perfect. Yeah. So a third of the men you can't have...
Let's not forget the trans community.
Well, I'm getting there, though. Okay. Here's the thing. So anyway, so as a bisexual girl, for example, you would get to have your pick of all of the available men who are interested in women, as well as all of the available women who are interested in women, you know, which would definitely give you a little increase. Now, a lot of people think that bisexual means that you're only interested in men or women and not trans people, but that's not at all what the main, like, so... The main definition has always been two or more genders.
I mean, if you're into both types of gear.
Right.
And there's somebody who has...
One or the other. Yeah, it doesn't matter, like, if they present male or female, if they got something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
And it's not even Pride Month anymore. Well, I know there's at least one guy going, I thought Pride Month was over.
Right. Well, and all I'm saying is I think a lot of people have the misconception that bisexuality is trans exclusionary, but I don't believe it is, although I understand why some people choose to identify as pansexual instead, just so it's very explicitly clear that they're into anyone regardless.
Well, yeah, I've seen the flag that has all the colors, and I've thought to myself, well, you know, at some point, if everybody's special, then no one's special. And I'd kind of like to see it end up like that.
Right.
Oh, we're all just the same again? Yep. So hit that like button and let YouTube know you like Idaho Falls infotainment and opinion. And let's get started with my favorite so far. There was a thread, what do we call people from Idaho Falls?
Okay, I'm intrigued by this.
Well, and I thought... Yeah, we should have been asking this a long time ago, but how come we haven't? There's Idahoans, there's East Idahoans. We've covered the whole East Idaho versus Southeastern Idaho.
Right, right.
And why East Idaho is so much better and not as cumbersome. And even though it may not be technically correct, there's no Northeast Idaho.
Yeah, not really.
And there was East and West Germany, so I'd give it up. It's fine.
Right, right.
East Idaho it is.
Yeah.
All right. But what do you call Idaho Fallsians?
I mean, I would say Idaho Fallsians.
Okay. I heard what I thought was a better one in the comment thread.
Oh, what was
it? Even though I couldn't find it later. IFers.
Huh. I like that.
You know?
I like that.
Hey, what's up, IFers?
Or, I mean, even Idaho Fallsers.
What's up, MFers?
Like, if you were going to have it be longer.
We've referred to our audience affectionately quite a few times before as IFAFMFers.
Yeah, which I think is fucking cool. So, since we're not saying the F word, I thought I'd throw it out there. Sorry.
It all gets fixed in editing. Except for last episode, I think I said facking.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
and
fine.
Somehow that made it through.
Well, yeah, if it's an ah.
Yeah, there's fracking.
Yeah.
There's facking. And there's...
Tacking.
Yeah.
Backing.
Packaging.
Sacking.
I don't know.
Fecking. With an eh.
But I do not. I Fawking? We've already talked about
they're
this.
They're the Fockers.
Right. Meet the Fockers was a hit movie.
Yeah, we're fine.
Had a sequel.
Yeah.
Is that also another movie with only one sequel? Is there a Meet the Fockers 3?
Okay, well, to be fair, Meet the Fockers is already a sequel of Meet the Parents.
Well, okay. Yeah, damn. All right.
So I would say no.
Now, okay, I do have to ask you this, though. Speaking of movies with two sequels, boy, we're jumping all around tonight.
We really are.
You know, Holiday Inn has a sequel.
Really?
Called White Christmas. And it's got some great numbers.
That explains a lot.
It's got Sisters.
Yes, Sisters. I love the Sisters one.
Of course, White Christmas. Uh-huh. It's got choreography.
Yes.
Is Danny Kaye in White Christmas?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember. It's been long.
But they,
anyway.
It amps up, and it's in color, whereas right. Holiday Inn, I think, was
black and white.
Black and white.
There's some other ones other than IFers on this thread that I thought were pretty good.
Okay.
I think one of the most sensible ones was Idaho Fallers. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. I would also not like to be a faller.
Right. Yeah, it makes it sound like we're just tripping all the time. Bitches be tripping. There's
all them Idaho Fallers be tripping.
Right. Another one that I liked was the Ida Foes.
Okay.
Kind of makes you think of Willem Dafoe.
A little aggro. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a sports team.
Right. There was also Eagle Rockers.
Okay.
Which is kind of like Idaho Fallers,
but
that does sound a lot better.
We're Rockers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're also not Eagle Rock anymore.
Eagle Rockers.
But I mean, it does kind of make more sense because I think Eagle Rock covers more of the general area.
Yeah, we could be ERAF.
There we go.
Yeah.
And then the other one that I really liked, Idaho's.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what's up, Idaho's?
Yeah.
What's up, foes and hoes?
Yeah, right? Foes before hoes?
Yeah.
Hoes before foes?
Ida Bros.
Yeah, Ida Bros would be good.
Got to be in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have Ida Bros and Idaho's.
Yeah. Although, if we're talking about general Idaho state citizens, I think Idahoans is sort of the given.
Right.
So, if we're saying Idaho's or Ida Foes or Ida Bros, you have to know we're talking about Idaho Falls.
I still think IFers is my favorite.
I like IFers too.
I think
it makes the most sense.
We'll start using that and see if it takes off.
Yeah. I think the other one would be Idaho Fallsians.
Also, we haven't watched any of the Olympics. None of it.
I mean, I've seen clips.
Here, Snoop Dogg is killing it with his narration, and I will promise to watch all the memes. But does any... Okay, and I've seen the comparison between Usain Bolt.
Uh-huh.
And how he was, you know, I don't know, 20 years ago, something like that, he was in first place.
Right.
And this year he was in 10th place in that sprint that he does.
Wild.
But then for context, they showed the actual picture and they're all like, all their legs are right there.
Right. Uh-huh.
In the same quadrant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just interesting how, I mean, when Usain Bolt came along, he was called Insane Bolt.
Right. Yeah, he was a big deal.
And nobody believed he was the fastest man alive.
Mm-hmm.
And now 10, 20, whatever it's been years later, he's 10th in the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and also, like, he's been running for an extra 20 years than his peak performance.
Right.
Which I think is pretty impressive still.
Right.
You know? The comparison that I thought was really neat was I think it was like the 1980s, gold winning routine for gymnastics compared to Simone Biles this year.
Okay, I think that's the other one I saw. Did you send that?
I think
you
I sent
may
that
have
to
sent
you.
That to me.
Yeah. Yeah, and holy guacamole, is there such a huge difference.
Yeah.
Now, I attribute it mainly to the fact that you can't really know what's possible until you see someone else do it. And so as the bar gets raised, pun intended, you get better and better, and you tend to get athletes that are better and better because they have an example that they can learn from versus having to develop it themselves. Being able to have the example so you can see how to do it makes all the difference.
Yes.
You know? And also, I do think that we just have developed a lot more technique in athleticism and performance than we've ever had before.
And we're standing on the shoulder of giants in any field.
Right.
But the one I'm most interested in is the Snoop Dogg commentary, because it was either Snoop Dogg or a really good imitator that used to do, you can find him everywhere.
Right, the Animal Planet thing?
On the YouTubes, yeah.
Right.
Would narrate the nature stuff on Animal Planet.
I kind of do wonder if that is real. That seemed so real. And that's been around since way before AI generated voices.
Yes, exactly.
So it would have either had to been like an amazing imitator.
Yeah.
Or just Snoop Dogg.
And we couldn't say half the shit he said.
No.
On those videos on this show. No. Or we'd be bleeping out, look at this motherfucker over here, this motherfucker's gonna get this motherfucker.
And that just sounded like beep, 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 beep.
It would just not be...
not very entertaining.
Productive.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll probably watch... Does anybody watch the Summer Olympics?
I mean, I feel like that's the one people do watch compared to the Winter Olympics.
Okay, yeah.
Am I nuts?
I don't know. And then what did your buddy Don said to me the other day? Oh, yeah, they've added beatboxing.
Breakdancing?
Breakdancing.
Have you seen it?
I have not. Is that a thing to watch?
It is.
Okay, I'm down.
So the gal from Australia has been getting a lot of hate, which kind of sucks because she does really perform some very athletically intricate moves. And do you remember that one episode of Bob's Burgers where Bob wants to learn how to ballroom dance, but the best he can find is a hip-hop dance class?
Uh-huh.
And the gal in it is like, we're about to like listen to some sick beats. If you don't like the B word, you better close your ears or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels a lot like that.
It's sort of like in Taylor Swift's Shake It Off when she said, when you could have been getting down to this sick beat. And you hear the most average beat ever made by a white woman ever.
Right.
Okay. Right. But still, Olympic breakdancing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love that the Winter Olympics have gotten a little more X Games now.
Yeah. Yeah. They definitely have. So, you know.
All right.
It's worth it.
Progress.
I will say, I love the figure skating in the Winter Olympics. And I love the gymnastics routines in the Summer Olympics. Especially the floor routines. I think those are always really impressive.
Oh, yeah. The bouncing and the flipping.
Yeah. There's that one where the chick has the ball that she's working with.
I haven't seen that one.
There have been a couple of different routines where they've used a ball for it. And okay. It's fascinating.
Well, and I did fall in love with Mary Lou Retton at the 1984 Olympics. She was just so cute and had a great smile and was really good at what she did.
Right.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
And she was on a Wheaties box.
Yeah. Who doesn't love that?
Yeah. She was like the Kelly Clarkson of our day, I think.
Aw, that's cute. I love that. Just wholesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, is it time to sell your home? Make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. For over 5 years, I've been helping Idaho with real estate, buying, selling, investing, and now I'm joined by Carly Morgan so we can help you even more.
You know us for telling it like it is on this show. We do the same thing when it comes to selling your home. And we're backed and brokered by the best, Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
And I donate $100 at closing of my own money to a charity of your choice. So make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post.
Have you experienced locally raised beef?
Mm-hmm.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company sources local Angus fed on green Idaho pastures for a rich beef flavor.
I saw right now they've got a great deal on ground beef. Make some burgers and enjoy some summer grilling. You can taste the quality in the ground beef that comes from one local cow for the same price as hamburger in the store.
Find them on Facebook, search for Virgin River Land and Cattle Company, and use promo code IFAF to save 15% on locally raised beef.
Are you going thrifting? Make sure to visit Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, trendy fashion that's budget friendly.
Elsie's Closet is Idaho Falls' only thrift store devoted exclusively to women and women's fashion. Right now, they have everything for summer: shorts, skirts, dresses, crop tops, and tanks.
It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe. Look for the pink sign just off Yellowstone on A Street and use promo code IFAF to save 15% off your total purchase at Elsie's Closet.
Have you ever heard of candy salad? Guests bring a big bag of their favorite candy, then everyone at your event can mix together their favorites to make a delicious candy salad.
DIY Wedding and Event Rentals has so many fun containers to display the candy. It's an amazing treat and just another cute idea from DIY Wedding and Event Rentals.
Call or text 208 208-403-2040 today. That's 208-403-2040. And use promo code IFAF to save 15% off all your rentals.
Our friends at Roof Rescue are doing something cool. In celebration of their 10th anniversary, they're giving away 4 free roofs to people who make a significant impact right here in our community.
Know someone like this? Nominate them for a new roof today. Link in post. Maybe it's a veteran or a member of the military, a first responder, teacher, or anyone that deserves it.
You can also call your local Roof Rescue in Idaho Falls, Twin Falls, and Logan, Lincoln Post. Roof Rescue, providing watertight peace of mind.
Have family or friends visiting you in Idaho this summer? Send them home with the best souvenir, a unique t-shirt from Teton T-Shirts.
Yeah, if the Idaho Falls tourist tees at local gift shops just don't do it for you, go take a look at Teton T-Shirts. Link and post. Enjoy a real piece of Idaho designed right here by me, Mike Nelson, the genius mind behind this show.
Well, that's kind of the perfect t-shirt for summer, isn't it?
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
This is the Icy logo, famously parodied by our parody department.
But it looks really good. And it's so summer.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like, right? I don't think, here's the thing, I never give two shits about an Icy during the winter, but during the summer, addicted.
You could have
it's meth.
Yeah. And the thing about Icy's is we used to have, not everybody remembers, we did actually have a 7-Eleven in town.
Right, right.
It was at the corner of 17th and Holmes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Where there's a Common Sense now.
Right, right. I know exactly the one.
7-Eleven has Slurpees.
Right.
But any place that isn't 7-Eleven, which has been mostly East Idaho for most of all time, mm-hmm. we got the good old-fashioned Icy's.
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I remember there being somewhere that had a banana-flavored one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yummy.
Delicious. It was so good.
Do those even exist anymore?
God, I don't know.
I'm sure 7-Eleven has them, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, and to be fair, the main place I ever had, like, Slurpees, Icy's, Slushies of any kind, was the movie theater. Because when I was a kid, my dad would basically just take me into work with him all day for 8 hours a day, and we'd go to movie after movie, just, like, waiting for my dad to be done. And if he was feeling really nice, every now and then he'd buy us some food.
What a child's dream.
Well, but every now and then he'd be nice enough to buy us some popcorn and a couple of slushies, and I'd always get the cherry one, because the only two options were cherry and Coke, and I didn't really like Coke. I don't like Coke as a flavor.
Oh, I... Okay,
like, I don't
yeah.
like Coca-Cola. To I don't me, like Pepsi. I don't like cola. Of flavored stuff. I like root beer and that's it.
To me, there's nothing like an ice cold Coke slushy.
Right, right.
Coke brand slushy.
Well, the nice
don't
thing-
you try to RC me.
Well, the nice thing is then you and I could still go and you could get your Coke and I could get the cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I could put a little bit of mine in yours and you'd have a cherry Coke.
We had, we had so much popcorn. The weekend we watched Deadpool and Wolverine.
Uh-huh. And Long Legs.
At the Motor View. And then Long Legs the next night at Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
It was so... I had so much popcorn at the Motor View that my lips got numb.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Oh, my goodness. And then you were saying that there's a... And we didn't see the Wolverine popcorn bucket that we were hoping to see.
No, unfortunately.
Not but at Edwards either.
I will say I do love this whole thing with the whole novelty buckets.
Yeah.
Well, they're super cute.
What's the new one?
The newest one I've seen is for Beetlejuice 2.
Okay.
It looks like one of the sandworms wrapped around the bucket.
Oh, nice.
So definitely not nearly as evocative, let's say, as the Wolverine or the... or
provocative.
Yeah, right. Or the Dune
Porn-vocative,
2.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dune 2 buckets. So, you know, that's kind of nice.
Sure.
I'm glad that they finally reeled it in a little.
Yeah, still got a giant worm going around it.
Yeah, that's true. Still kind of phallic in its own way, but at least it's not yonic like the other two have been.
Right.
Yeah, yes, or yonic?
I suppose so. Either way, yeah.
Yeah.
Wolverine's mouth wide open. Yeah.
Yeah, so inviting for your hand to grab some popcorn.
Dune 10. What am I trying
Dune
to?
Dune 2.
Dune Dentata.
Yes.
Bucket. This, yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Right. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Sandworm Dentata. There.
Yeah.
Dune 2 Dentata.
Yeah.
Boy, that's hard to say. And has nothing to do with tatas.
Nope.
All right. But yeah, I like that they're getting a little more creative. This Deadpool and Wolverine one really was, I don't want to say a disappointment, but it was just like, spend $23 more and get this bucket you can use forever. Although I will say that those buckets serve a purpose. You know how every family, and I think we've talked about this.
I had a feeling that's where you were going to take it. Now, I think the Wolverine one would be better of the two for this.
Yeah.
Because the Dentata one, you're going to get chunks stuck.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's this multi-purpose bucket in your house that's large.
Well, usually it's a bowl.
And you either have it for, a bowl, bucket.
Yeah.
A receptacle like that. And you either. Yeah, vessel. You have it for family movie popcorn night.
Uh-huh.
Or it's the bucket mom hands you when it's time to throw up.
When you're homesick with the flu and you've been barfing everywhere and she's trying to save some cleanup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But you actually came up with, because I got a little touch of the flu.
Yeah. Some of the man flu.
You came up with the perfect thing.
I would agree, personally.
The perfect thing.
Yeah. I think it makes so much more sense. Because I've seen the whole big bowl thing, and I've even tried it, and I don't like it. It doesn't make sense to me.
And it's too bad it's not here.
Right, right. But you can imagine it. It's basically, okay. So instead of using a big old salad bowl, instead I use a plus size pitcher, or any pitcher, really.
It'd be a great pitcher for serving lemonade at your backyard barbecue on a hot summer day.
Right. Like any Dollar Tree pitcher would work just fine. I think mine is a Rubbermaid brand one. But yeah, the whole idea basically is just that. So if you need a barf, I think this makes so much more sense for a couple of reasons.
Spew into this.
Right. But here's why I think it makes more sense. First off,
World?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it's what Garth World says to a guy in the van or something like that. Anyway, but here are the few reasons why I think that it is the superior vomit vessel of the two.
Yes.
First and foremost, it's got a handle. Like, you're already hurling your guts out. The one thing you don't want to have to worry about is grip strength. You can either slide your hand in between and just sort of cradle it without worrying about, like, can you imagine if you were, like, holding the bowl and you squoze a little too tight and then it flung up over your shoulder and into your face?
Or you're reaching over for something on the nightstand in the middle of the night. It's good for that. Swipe a handle.
Right?
It's like a diver's regulator sweep.
Right,
You know it's right there.
Yeah. Not only that, but I like that it is kind of the exact size of a face. So you can just put your face right in it and you're good. Whereas the other one, you could go for it and it could splash up the other side. You know?
I'm not sure I've ever had that happen, but I can imagine it doing so.
I mean, yeah, depending.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's a couple of reasons. Not only that, but also easy pour spout.
So
when you're all done, you can just pour it out without having to worry about it dribbling down the side.
Right into the toe-toe. Or the some people use the garbage disposal.
I mean, if we're going to have a garbage disposal.
Wherever you pour your puke.
Yeah, but I think, honestly,
this is the perfect puke pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Well, and frankly, mixing bowls are expensive and usually come in a set, and I don't want to ruin one by barfing in it. Whereas I could go to the Dollar Tree, get one pitcher for $1, and then have that be my vomit pitcher.
If there's one thing you take away from this episode, it ought to be puke pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make that happen in your life. Today.
Considering it is summer, I've made a couple of really nice little trips to some of the local hotspots around here.
Little staycation activity.
Yeah. Now, there is one that I feel like not a lot of people know about that they should totally know about. And that is the Butterfly Haven over in Pingree, Idaho. So it's just past Blackfoot. It's definitely a little out in the boonies, kind of in the middle of nowhere. But we went to it, I want to say, 1 or 2 years ago for the very first time.
Yeah, how long ago was that?
It might have been 1 year. I think it was 1 year ago.
I think we went 2 years ago. You wanted to go last year, and we didn't really.
That sounds kind of right. Anyway, magical. Just so cool.
And so Instagrammable.
Right.
Yeah. Like
Instagrammable.
Like the sunflowers that they do, which are coming up pretty quick, I think, at the Wild Adventure Corn Maze. So don't wait for the corn maze, because that's when they're mowing down the sunflowers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's this big old greenhouse that has a whole bunch of plants that they release a bunch of butterflies in. And the butterflies, you know, do their normal life cycle with the whole chrysalis eggs, caterpillars, all that jazz. And then you get to see these big, beautiful butterflies flying around for the season. And it's a great way, too, because it helps to kind of conserve them and make sure that they're not being all eaten up by predators the entire season. And you get to enjoy them, too.
And there's a dude and a gal who have been running it forever. It started as the dude's hobby, I believe.
Right.
And he can tell you, he'll be there.
Uh-huh.
And he can tell you anything about whatever butterfly or pupa or larvae, or I don't even know how you say these things, but
right.
See, this butterfly is the larva for it. Uh-huh. Like it was just fascinating.
It was really neat. One of the other things that I really love about this particular exhibit are the button quail that they have just running around.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, the day that I went, apparently like a big group of kids had gone before me. So all the quail were a little shy after
we're
that.
We're like, yeah.
This. And they mainly stayed in like the trees and stuff, but a few did come out and I did get to feed them from my hand, which was really sweet.
Aww.
And I love the little quail. But I actually ended up having a few more butterflies land on me than I did last year because we went at peak butterfly season instead of the very end like last time. So I thought that was really cool.
So is peak butterfly season like right now?
I would say so, yeah.
Through what, the end of August? Or?
I want to say that they do close in the end of August.
Okay.
So that would make sense.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was really cool. And it's really not very expensive. I think for an adult, it's like $12 or something like that, which is not bad. Plus, it's right by, like, you have to pass by the A&W there to get to it. And we don't have an A&W.
Root beer and cheese curds, anybody?
It was pretty good. I totally got a root beer flow. It was great.
That's exactly what you did.
Of course, right? Yeah. But anyway, it was really fun. And honestly, I think it's worth the drive. I will say I took two little kids with me, one that was 5, one that was 7. And they did great. It was not too far of a drive for them, even though they are both usually kind of off the walls a little.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they've got a lot of energy because they're kids.
It's a 30-35 minute drive.
Right.
From Idaho Falls proper.
Right. And yeah, I thought it was great. I thought it was so worth it. And it's so magical. So it was a couple of girls that I took with me and they had the best time.
That's awesome.
They just wanted to like sit there and let the butterflies land on them. It was really sweet.
When you first told me, I was like, okay, do we have to? And then when I got there, I had the best time.
I think you had a better time than I did.
I'm the most jaded man in the world. Had the best time.
Yeah, you really did. Yeah. And you know what? I think we should go again before the season closes because it is just so magical and fun.
That's cute.
Yeah.
And you went to the zoo, too.
And
you've just been all over this summer.
Not only that, but I had an extraordinarily good time going to the zoo. The last time I went to the zoo was, for lack of a better word, harrowing.
Why?
It was horrible.
Was it bat night?
No. I wish. We actually need to go this year.
We've been to 2 bat nights.
I know.
Yeah, those are coming up soon, too, I think.
They are. We've probably already missed the one for this month, but the one for next month probably coming up. Now, that being said, last time I went, it was right at the end of the school year. So all of the schools were taking field trips and none of the teachers were watching any of the kids.
Okay.
Both times that I've gone, I went with someone who was in an electric wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
The first time, none of the kids were watching. They kept dodging right in front of him as he's trying to go, okay, in his electric wheelchair. Like, kid, you're the one who's going to lose in this equation. I'm trying to keep you safe by getting you out of the way, okay? But on top of that, too, like the parents
that has
kept
to be scary.
The parents kept just kind of lazily looking and like seeing what was going on and not doing anything about it. And I'd look at them like, hey, this little crotch goblin belongs to you, right? I can see the resemblance. Are you going to control them or are they part of the zoo now? Like, is that the plan? Is that
right.
what's going on?
Are they a feral child who belongs in a zoo?
Right, dude. And they were all
I've heard that said about me a couple times.
Well, and they were all just loud and inconsiderate and you couldn't get around anywhere. It was the worst.
Yeah.
But this time was the exact opposite.
Oh.
It was pleasant. It was the perfect temperature of a day. I think it was like 80 degrees the entire time.
We've had some great weather the past 20 days,
right?
80s and 90s.
Oh, just beautiful, right?
Right.
But yeah, so beautiful weather the entire time. And I think we saw every animal except for 2. And that was the serval and the snow leopard. And both of those are pretty elusive anyway.
Sure. But most of them were out and active.
Out and about. Like the lion, he was pacing around right near the top of the den.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of times as we were like kind of between the lion and the zebra enclosure where he like looked directly at me. You know, like
that's always
staring
great.
Me yeah. down, dude. Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool.
Sorry about the chain link fence. Otherwise, I'd be your meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly.
But that's an encounter, you know? Right, that's like a right. up yeah. close.
Yeah, I got to stare a lion in the eyes.
Yeah.
Not only that, but also the guy I went with, he had never had Dippin' Dots before.
Oh!
So I got him some Dippin' Dots.
It's the ice cream the of Oreo the future.
Ones. Okay, now here's the funny
Since
thing.
Since 1880.
Right? Here's the funny thing about these ones. Instead of the normal little cups that they came in, it comes in a pouch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can just kind of...
style.
Okay, like Go-Gurt?
I mean, it wasn't like gooey, but yeah, it came in like kind of a like that shape pouch.
Okay, so yeah, not like quite...
Double wide of Go-Gurt.
Yeah.
And like probably... a third chopped off.
But
of it.
Rather than messing with a bowl and a spoon,
right? You could just dump it in your mouth.
I love it.
It was genius,
That's
honestly.
Genius.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of cool, and there were a couple of really nice encounters that I had where, like, okay, I sent you the picture of the fennec fox.
Yes.
Who was
Let's
so
put
cute.
This up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just
a baby.
Just being a little baby. Aww. He was napping. Right. So like there's the glass, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a shelf right perpendicular next to the glass. And he was right there on the shelf.
Oh.
Like he was on display himself and he was just napping away. He didn't care.
Fennec foxes.
Uh-huh.
And have you ever heard them laugh?
Oh, they're so cute.
On the
tiki
talkies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Fennec foxes and red pandas.
Oh.
If I could just have a zoo with just those.
You know, actually, that's another one that I didn't get to see much of was the red panda.
Yeah.
I saw his little tail hanging down, but they're always so lazy hanging out in the back. They don't like to come up near the front.
Somewhere on my Mike Helps Idaho Instagram in the last 3 weeks, there's mm-hmm. a red panda laying on. He's just slumped over a block of ice that they threw in there. And then he gives it an occasional lick. And it's like, I want... that life.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds nice, dude. But yeah, I love red pandas too. I like when they put up their stupid little paws.
Yes. Yeah. Is that a defense mechanism or
it
a
is.
Greeting?
No, it's a defense.
Okay. But yeah, when they do the, like, you've.
Because they've got such little arms, you know, they like barely go over their little heads.
You picture that right before that moment, a cop said, you up against the wall.
Right.
Drop it. Yeah, red panda.
They're so cute, though. I love red pandas. You know, I actually made a really funny observation. A lot of the animals over in the Little Asia area are gingers.
Oh, funny.
Because they've got the red panda, they've got the red-crowned crane, they've got the tigers, which I would argue is ginger.
Yeah.
You know?
And you being a ginger, you know your gingers.
I notice.
Yeah.
I notice.
You know your Ed Sheerans.
Yeah.
And your Elizabeth Olsen's? And your tigers.
And my Rebas.
Yes, and your Rebas.
Yeah. But anyway, kind of funny.
You love your Reba.
I do.
That's Carly's old woman show.
Yeah, it's been my comfort show lately, and it's so good. And you know, honestly, as a divorcee, it does kind of like it makes me appreciate the whole series a little bit more.
Okay.
Now, thank goodness I don't have kids in the mix or anything. But like,
but I mean, you could say that about a lot of pop cultures. It's right. relatable to different people in different times of their lives.
Right, right. Anyway, it's
like right
great.
Now I'm on Breaking Bad. But you know, when you see those people in those mm-hmm. situations, you go, "Is that? Could I have done that?"
Right. Would it makes you kind of question your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love those shows. Okay.
Right.
Reba.
But anyway.
Gingers.
I
Lions.
Loved the zoo. I had such a good time. I was shocked by how much walking I did because it doesn't seem like that big of a zoo. But honestly, from the time I was a kid to now, it's expanded quite a bit.
Yes, it has.
You know?
And I mean, just in the last couple of years, right, where they put in the new building and blocked off that mm-hmm. one street mm-hmm. by the 4-H building and you can no longer get there now. Yeah. And it's impressive.
Expanded. It's pretty
it's
impressive.
Significant.
And I love that they're doing that bat experiment with the INL.
And you
I
got
think that's
your
so cool.
circles and you closed your steps or whatever you... Wait,
right.
I reversed that. What about the INL and the bat thing?
Well, and I like that they're doing that experiment alongside the INL with the bats. at now, the zoo too.
We went to two bat nights late last summer. Is that what you're talking about?
I am. Yep, that's exactly it.
It's really kind of cool. You go in. I thought the lecture was too long for my tastes, but I'm...
I was into it. I love bats.
I'm a hyper boy that just wants to get to it.
Yeah, you wanted to see the critters.
Yeah, but it was cool. We did see the critters. We shot some what I thought was slow-mo video, but I don't think we got anything significant.
Yeah, the second time we went, we didn't see nearly as much as the first time. Because the first time we went, it was right after a rain. Like, it had rained that day or the day before, so the bats were really hungry and they were really active. The second time we went, it was like September, middle of summer. And the bats didn't care.
Yeah, that's when I had my camera going. I was like, okay, I'm going to go.
Because we didn't realize how much we would see the first time.
I'm going to use a gimbal. I'm going to do it in slow-mo at 240 frames per second, 60 FPS, and didn't get shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was still really fun, and I love Bat Night, and I love getting to support the zoo, and it's only like $6 or $7 a pop.
Yeah.
So I think it's well worth it, and you get to see the tigers and stuff, too. Or, the lions and stuff, too. I think it's worth it.
And ligers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bears. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, I actually got a really cute video of the sloth bears playing together.
All right, we'll put that up too.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
They're such little turds. I love the sloth bears.
That's super cute. Okay, I take it back. Fennec foxes, red pandas, and these sloth bears. That's just, they're loaded with cuteness.
Cute, yeah. Right? And they kind of do the little thing too, with their little hands up.
Yeah.
The otters were pretty cute too, but I didn't get any good video of them. Otters,
always penguins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. And they do penguin feedings every morning at 10 a.m. too.
Okay.
So you got, and the cool thing was that one of the zookeepers came out and talked to you a little bit about them before they did it. Mm-hmm. They were talking specifically about this one penguin named Marge, I think was her name, and how she's a little old lady and she's like kind of hunched over and stuff. And when we were watching her feed them, you could see exactly which one she was
because
she was all hunched over. And here's the thing that just killed me.
She's given up on life mostly. She's just here for the fish.
Well, here's what killed me.
She's both got times, long blue hair.
Both times I saw her with a fish in her mouth, she ended up dropping it into the pool. And I was
Marge. So she's not large Marge.
No. Oh. She had a really hard time keeping her fish.
Marge, we were pulling for you.
To the point where, as we were leaving the exhibit, the zookeeper had gone out the other side and she was feeding some of the penguins in the yard. And I yelled over the fence and I was like, hey, just so you know, Marge dropped both of her fish in the water. And she's like, no, that's usual. It's okay. She had her first fish that had her medicine in it, and she'll have more later and she'll be fine. And I was like, okay, I just want to make sure because she's just a lady.
Take care of Marge.
Yeah. But yeah, and you know, that's actually kind of a great segue because the thing is, I know that a lot of people get kind of bummed out that zoos like have these animals in them and they're like, oh, I just wish the animal could run free, da da da. But the thing is, 9 times out of 10, the animals that are actively in zoos can't live in the wild.
Right.
They don't have what it takes.
They don't have the skills kinda for like whatever. Me. Right. If there were a zombie apocalypse, you would just lie down and give up.
I would. Absolutely. I'm not fighting that fight.
You do not have the skills to survive.
And I'm okay with that.
In Walking Dead land.
Yeah. If there was a human, if the zombies set up a human zoo and they wanted a ginger exhibit, I would absolutely be there for that.
Yeah.
Okay, sure, that's fine. Because I know they'll take care of me and I don't have to do anything and I can lay on a block of ice and occasionally lick it all day.
Exactly.
That would be great.
Maybe we're not so unlike, you and I. I identify as that.
Yeah, but anyway. But the thing that I love about the zoo is that it does have a really big emphasis on conservation. As a matter of fact, as soon as you walk in, they actually give you these little coins for conservation where you get to drop it into one of three options and they'll like actively donate funds to those causes based on how many coins each gets, which I think is pretty cool.
All right.
And like I said, these animals aren't going to live in the wild anyway. I'd rather them be in zoos and be alive than be out of zoos and be dead. So.
Right.
And it means I get to watch them eat and be cute and sleep on ice. So that's cool with me, man.
I have to say, I kind of like these episodes where I think they're a little softer and more positive, where I'm not just bitching about local restaurants that deserve to close.
Right, right.
And TV production.
Yeah. Although, speaking of restaurants that close, do you know that there's a new one going into JB's?
Oh, in Rexburg.
Yeah, it's going to be a Texas barbecue joint. It's apparently currently operating just as a ghost kitchen in the back of Pizza Pie Cafe.
Okay, yes. I've heard of these ghost kitchens where...
Yeah, so it's only available for takeout.
Restaurants have kitchens, and when they're not using them, mm-hmm. they lease them to other brands who right. can deliver via DoorDash or whatever, right?
Isn't that genius, though?
That's genius.
Now, I want to think that because they've been doing this, the new... restaurant that's going to go in JB's is going to do really well because they've had time to get the feedback from the locals and understand what they're wanting.
Right.
So unlike
they were already kind of up and running in the market.
Right, exactly. Nice. So unlike another restaurant that would be opening for the first time there, these guys actually have a little experience and
have a reputation in the community.
Right. And know what the community wants.
Can't wait for it.
I know. I'm kind of excited. And honestly, I've been kind of craving some barbecue lately.
We need some. So. Yes, you have. You got some,
Brisket
from Brolam's the other night.
I got like
Ammon.
The tiniest, saddest little end piece that was left the at last the end piece. Of the night. The last piece.
I'm not complaining about that end piece though. That was flavorful. Honestly,
I almost didn't take it because it was so small and I was like, I have to buy other shit anyway, so why would I even bother? But then I was like, well, I want to bother because I want some brisket. And I'm so glad I did because it was so good.
Ringing endorsement from IFAF.
So you were saying, usually you're kind of boobing about restaurants that deserve to close and stuff like that.
Right. This just feels like a little bit more of a positive episode.
Right. Do you want me to totally ruin that, though?
Oh, no. Let's blow it up. Let's build it up and break it down.
So apparently there was a corporate pilot who stayed here in town not too long ago at the Fairbridge Inn and Suites, which personally, I've stayed at and I've really liked, so I'm kind of horrified that this happened. But he woke up the next day with 80 bed bug bites all over him.
Say that 5 times fast.
I know, that was really hard. I had to really think about it. And he actually took a short video where you can see the bugs like crawling around. Oh, okay.
Well, okay, here's a question for me, because bed bugs don't happen to us here in Idaho Falls. To us IFers, do they?
They sure
We're
do.
We're so clean.
It has so little to do with clean,
So did this filthy out-of-towner bring these bed bugs? I'm kidding.
No, clearly not.
Wow.
But yeah, how awful is that, right? Well, okay, and here's the
thing. Can you buy bed bugs off the internet? Did he bring just a Ziploc bag of 80 of them and like...
No way.
I'm going to screw these guys. They didn't give me free coffee last time.
Not worth it. It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
For the itchy, gross, awful bites and having to like...
I saw the bites. Yeah, they look...
Not only that, can you imagine the risk of contaminating your own home?
Right.
Because it's so easy to do. Like they can get like... the eggs can get left in like the folds of your suitcase. And then when you take your clothes out of your suitcase and toss them on your bed, now your home is infected and you have to spend thousands of dollars getting it fumigated.
Here's a fun new worry. I didn't quite realize when moving, 1,500 miles from Salt Lake City to Milwaukee for a gig once, that they don't just throw your stuff in the moving van. They throw like 4 other families' stuff in the moving van.
Oh.
Did you know this?
I did not know that.
Yeah, those huge Atlas or whatever brand.
That does kind of make sense.
Ryder, whatever. I don't want to call out
any. Y'all are all going the same direction.
Yeah. So, and while they're unloading, then they go and load again. And so things can get mixed up with other people's things.
Right, right. See, that's why you need to spray paint all of your boxes pink.
I guess, but hotels must have that problem a little bit because so many people are, especially in the summer, coming from so many different places.
Right, you never
They open
know.
Up their suitcase and there you go.
Right, right. That's Yikes. The horrible thing of it. You know, and that being said, you would think that there'd be some kind of regulation helping to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But apparently there's not. You know, like, they're not really held to any specific standard regarding bed bugs.
Here in Idaho?
At least as far as Idaho goes.
Wow.
Isn't that horrifying?
Can we maybe change that?
Well, okay, here's
Just asking.
Thing, right? Well, and here's the thing. So, when I was married to my ex-ican, he actually at one point worked in a group home. And the group home ended up getting bed bugs at one point. And I was terrified of him bringing them home because I know that they are incredibly hard to get rid of, and we were living in an apartment.
Did he have to Breaking Bad fumigate?
Oh, I had him stripped hazmat. Down. Yeah. So as soon as he got in the door, there was like a 2x2 tile section before he got to the carpet.
In Idaho, we call that a mud room.
Well, except that it wasn't a room. It was just a mud patch.
Yes, right.
A mud patch. Anyway, so I would make him strip down on the mud patch, put all of his clothes in a garbage bag that I'd be holding for him with my head tilted back.
Sure. And
I had a plastic poncho on.
But this is what you do to fishermen or hunters. Right. When they come home.
Yeah.
They walk an inch into the house.
Uh-huh.
And then
everything comes off. Or even better, if you've got a garage that you can get directly into the house from, yes, that's the place to
garage
be.
Garage leading into a laundry room.
Right.
That's ideal.
Right. But anyway, so I had him stripped down. He immediately had to shower. And this is the entire time they had bed bugs. So it was day in, day out, every single time he came home.
Wow.
There was no coming home for lunch for him.
Sure.
Okay. And every single day or every other day, we would take those clothes that were sitting in that garbage bag and take them to a laundromat. He'd go in and take a shower. We'd wash those and then we'd be okay. That's fine. But man, it terrifies me. The idea of getting bed bugs.
It sounds and it looks horrible.
Right, right. Well, and a lot of people end up just having to throw out their entire mattress. You can't save it. And I love my mattress, so I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Yeah, I was terrified.
Yeah. Yikes. And then what other sort of piece of bad news to leave you with? Ross Park, huge park in Pocatello.
Yeah.
For you IFers, you may know,
Mm-hmm.
The YMCA pool or the Idaho Falls Aquatic Center or the Ammon pool or the Ammon splash pad. Mm-hmm. But Ross Park in Pocatello, I know a lot of friends who have great memories about that whole pool and facility.
That whole complex, yeah.
And oopsie, their pipe broke somewhere?
Yeah, apparently it was the main pipe to the main pool, the lazy river, and the kiddie area, which are the best parts of it. I love a good lazy river. I remember on my honeymoon, we went to this resort that had a lazy river, and it had a bunch of iguanas running around, too.
Oh,
so
hot.
It was like a little lazy river's safari.
Do you remember the iguanas that we encountered?
I do.
In the islands? Those were...
That was cool. I remember one time a lizard came basically scrambling up to me. I could have reached out and touched him.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
He's just hanging.
What's up?
Yeah. Little guy.
but that's really sad. And Ross Park... We want to sort of give you I'm sure you'll get up and running again soon.
Although that pipe burst did also affect their electrical panel. So
oh, no.
I'm hoping it's not too bad, but I personally think that it's good that they've taken the steps to close down to keep everyone safe.
Sure.
And because of that, Ross Park.
You are IFAF this week. Crisp high five. 21 finger gun pew, salute. Pew. And chef's kiss.
To you.
We hope you get up and running and back on your feet as soon as possible this season.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Idaho Falls Rotary Club Great Snake River Greenbelt Duck Race, 33rd annual.
Oh, yeah.
Happened over the weekend.
Sure did.
I got a six quack.
Yeah, you got a quack pack and didn't win shit.
Yeah, that's all right.
It happens.
Every year.
Yeah.
But you went to the Roaring Youth Jam.
I sure did.
And did you do that on Friday?
I actually did it on Thursday, which I
love. On Thursday.
And I love that they do one weekday.
Because
sometimes your week, if you work any kind of hospitality or restaurant or anything like that, you're going to be working during the weekends. So it's nice to have a Thursday off where you can go.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. But here's some things that I love about it. Now, first off, the Roaring Youth Jam is put on by the Artatorium, aka the Idaho Falls Arts Council, which is super cool already. And basically, it's like a battle of the bands for, younger folks. And they have all these other little fun activities that you can do, all of which are free, by the way. So you go around to all these little booths. I think there are 10 of them that are done by the Artatorium, and kids can take part in different activities that they have there. Their theme this year was the Art Eras Tour.
Okay.
Which I thought was really smart, because of course Taylor Swift is a big deal right now.
Little parody of Taylor Swift, right?
And there are totally these huge eras in art that are worth talking about, and each of the booths had kind of a different era, which I thought was really fun.
Sure, okay.
Yeah. The other cool thing is that different businesses can set up booths too and also offer activities for the kids to do. One that I thought was really fun was this squirt gun paint booth. Ah. So they put paint in the squirt gun and you get to squirt your little paper. The one thing I don't like about that is you have to take it with you and it has to dry.
Right.
So the kid I was with kept trying to hand it to me and I was like, look, I'm here to help out, not ruin my outfit. So yeah. No.
You know? You gotta shake it like a Polaroid picture.
You gotta shake it off.
Yeah.
Because Taylor Swift.
Again. Yep.
Another cool one was the INL actually did one of those, I forget what the technical term is, but you know those things that are really big on TikTok where it's like a pendulum and it'll sort of like like it'll drop paint or something? They did that, but it was the flat surface that moved and then they put a little marker down and it would make these really cool little swirls.
Yeah.
So that was neat. But I just thought it was such a great activity or a great event so kids could go be entertained for the summer, do all these free activities that like mom and dad don't have to be like coerced into spending a bunch of money the entire time.
Yeah.
You know,
and I think we're all looking for some of those, you know?
Right, right. And they had this toddler tent, which I thought was just genius. So it had like foam blocks and stuff that they could crawl onto and stuff. And that way the toddler can be entertained while the other kids that actually like to craft can go around and do their thing. I thought it was just genius.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And either way, just the fact that they do something fun and free like that for the local kids, I thought was just really cool and thoughtful.
So I need to be on the roundabout side of the river
right.
one year to experience right. that. Very cool.
Yeah. I was a little sad that we didn't get to see any of the bands performing that day because it was a Thursday, I think. And also we went at a really weird time. But everything else was really fun. And this year what they did that I thought was really cute is for every auditorium tent that you went to, you could collect a little pony bead. And at the very end, you'd go to the info tent and get a color changing bead.
Ooh.
That changed color in the sun.
Oh.
Yeah, the little girl I was with thought that was just the coolest thing ever. Cool. It was actually pretty neat. Even I thought it was kind of cool. Like at one point, they picked up the little box that they were in and held it in the sun. You saw them all change color. It was pretty dope.
It's dazzling.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, one other fun thing that happened, speaking of Ammon, it was Ammon Days.
It was, and it was awesome.
This past weekend.
So I feel a little dumb, because I thought that when they like lit up the air balloons, it meant that they were going to go into the sky, and was going to be like a whole Rapunzel, at last I see the light moment. They don't. They sit on the ground, which is okay, and it was still really cool and impressive.
Yes.
But I was kind of sitting there like, okay, when do they launch?
Right.
And then I turned to someone.
Waiting for something more.
Right. And then I turned to someone and I was like, they're gonna fly, right? And she's like, no, have you never been to this? And I was like, no, I haven't. I'm sorry.
And it was just Carly. I wasn't able to go.
Yeah.
But still, some impressive video that we'll leave you with. Have a great week.
Subscribe on YouTube. Let the algorithm know that you want more of this.
Remember the puke picture, and the answer to everything, especially in the summer, is more water. And love yourself. Stay fresh, cheese bags.